the Nation on Triple M. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm still brought to you by Codrell. It's good stuff. It's me, Tony Martin. There's a lot of work. Ian Campbell. And, of course, Richard Marsden, who, like everyone else, is excited about the new Harry Potter book.
Well, some wouldn't be and some wouldn't be. I haven't even read
it. All right. He hasn't read much lately. Both books about little guys in glasses with incredible power, I think you'll find. The new John Winston Howard book.
Has he got a cloak of invisibility?
I think he marries Hermione Granger at the end. I can't be sure.
No, I think.
I haven't made it all the way through.
You've been researching a lot of books. When are you going to give us a review of that Who Killed Channel 9 business? You're just waiting until it goes out of the news and everyone's sick of it?
That's right. Yeah, and then I'll do readings from that and also readings from the Fog book here in Studio 2 at Triple M. Some of the faults that go wrong in the studio.
Give us one now.
Well,
here we go. We've never done this before. Opening the fault book. Somebody says, get this, still going to air.
Let me find
someone sort this out immediately. Never opened the fault book.
This is one interesting one that everyone can understand.
Yeah, good.
No.
Don't spoil the ending.
That's not what we said. Okay. This is one that I wrote.
Yeah, there we go.
Going back to, all the way to 1st of June 2007. Yeah. And 11:55 ad break. Mm. We tail all our brakes on Get This with SD20, McDonald's credit.
Yes.
It sounds bad when there's a Macca's ad before. It's been Macca's ads in a row.
Mm.
Wow. This is laying down the law to other departments.
Mm.
Well,
I don't use the...
What? Well, just, you know, it would sound better as a top and tail rather than two.
Yeah, good point, Rich.
Not exactly how you get money. Yeah.
See, if you want to get things done, you need to inject a bit more foul language into those reports.
Okay. Did you see Tony Abbott last night?
What's happened?
On Late Line, he used some very mystifying language. Have a listen to this.
It's incredibly frustrating, or it must be incredibly frustrating for you in the lead up to an election day. Sure, but not to put too fine a point on it, shit happens, Tony. We just have to cope, and the test of a government is how you cope with all of the vicissitudes which life throws up.
No, you don't go saying vicissitudes on the national broadcast.
Absolutely right.
Justice.
It's mixing in the big arcane words with the potty mouth. It's like an episode of Deadwood or something like
that. Trying to get the kids involved.
Shit happens to me. I'm off to play hacky sack on my crew.
Do you reckon that's going to make them more popular if they start busting them out and they're getting onto the MySpace?
They're going for that approach. Well, if you take the MySpace approach, the idea of MySpace these days is that you present a better picture of yourself than is actually true.
Oh, okay.
So you take a kind of windswept photograph of yourself.
Right.
And you Photoshop your head onto McConaughey's body.
That's what John Winston Howard should be doing.
He's ripped, though.
Yeah, sure.
He can bench press. Oh, who knows what. And then you go, you list all your interests. All of your interests have to have like a skew that sort of when girls read it, they're like, oh, it's so nice.
Right.
So you list your favourite movie, you have to put The Notebook. Sure, you do. Have a look on MySpace. Every single man, his favourite movie is The Notebook.
Is that right?
Always.
Wow.
Or The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
No.
So you don't put Half Past Dead.
No.
Steven Seagal.
That's not going to work. Dawn of the Dead, any of those sort of the horror films, not going to work.
Bust out
Pretty Woman.
An American Quilt.
And it makes you look wussy.
I can.
Because The Notebook's kind of like romance, but, you know, there was a guy on a Ferris wheel hanging on.
It's pretty tough.
Very good. And then music.
Yeah.
That's where you can bust out a bit of, you know, exhibit. You can put some rap in there.
Right.
But you better make sure that you've got one that you're pretending is just, I'm such a nice guy. I'm so tough, but I've just got this soft side that I don't know. I normally don't let this soft pink underbelly show.
And what's a good example of that?
Whitney Houston, something like that.
These are good tips. I hope Tony Abbott is listening to this.
Mariah Carey's music box. That gets a run.
Wow. Write this down, politicians. But good ideas for today's show. We have got a fantastic show set up today.
Sure, but not to put too fine a point on it. Shit happens, Tony.
All right.
Well, need for that?
Cover your ears.
Cover his own ears. Here's what we've been accused of on this show, not generating enough water cooler talk.
That's very true.
Have we ever generated water cooler talk?
I don't know.
Hmm? Well, we have now. Check this new segment.
I don't know why they have the two taps, because is one meant to be colder? Doesn't. To me, it doesn't feel like that one's connected up. I just think...
No, that one is cold. I sometimes have that one cold. Yeah, I'm just thinking if I unplugged it, would the water come out at a regular temperature?
Like, how long would it stay cold for?
Exactly.
I reckon, like, 4 hours, maybe. Overnight, do you reckon?
No.
No. I think it's run out of cups.
Look at them, they've stopped their cars.
Cars are pulling over.
They're getting out.
People are texting each other.
They're hugging in the street.
You won't believe what I just heard. They've run out of cups. And that's just the tip of the iceberg today. And get this. That was Rob Thomas.
The little one was here like this.
Yeah, I've heard him up.
Yes.
What? When that song went to air, you jumped out of your chair and you gave it a quick summary.
Mm.
Did I really?
Do you want to repeat what you said, or should I
do it? It was probably swearing involved. It was probably a bit Tony Abbott for this time.
But you're so hopped up on Codrell that when the songs start, you go outside because you've got some headphones with some pretty pumping drum and bass.
I sure do.
Just to keep you going. But when that one started, which is a great song, one of Richard's favourites, he's got a tattoo of the lyrics on his buns, you jumped up and said,
"Oh no! This is the most shithouse pile of wuss rock I've ever heard."
I did not.
Now that is unfair.
There was an effing in there.
There was. Rob Thomas and his wee small penis.
Well, it's just when you're coming out of like a comedy bit, in the 80s, everyone wanted the heaters off.
Yes.
Out of this, keep not tinkle, tinkle, wuss rock. Look at me, ladies. I've got a mind play.
Yeah, he's all notebook back.
Okay, let's ramp things up as we have.
I'm afraid, yeah, sorry about this, Nicky. It's time
for breath news. It's not cheap nork humour. Or in some parts of the country, nork humour. This is actual medical information. Listen to this. Breast enlargements are now the most common graduation gift for girls who pass their secondary school exams in Italy.
And it's good. I mean, okay.
Well, the graduation ceremony there.
Throw their breasts up in the air in celebration.
Well, is that it? Diploma, mortarboard, enormous fake jugs. My education is complete. Boob jobs have knocked cars and summer holidays back into second and third places, respectively. So will that become a qualification?
These breasts are from Harvard, but these ones over here.
I don't notice that this Angelica Pesce from Rome said she and many of her pals will be going under the knife in a few weeks, having just finished school. She says it's a much more useful present than something like a car,
exactly,
which will break down after a few years, or a holiday, which is over within a week. My new breasts will last a lifetime.
Although there will presumably come a time when each will resemble an onion in a string bag. That's always the worry, I find.
What other breast news do we have? That's cheap and uncalled for. Listen to this from Bulgaria. A Bulgarian professor has promised students A grade if they write about Angelina Jolie's boobs and buy a copy of his new book. The professor, Professor Stefan Karayastanov, of the Geology and Geography Department at Sofia University, made the promise as a protest after he was not paid for 3 months because of cash problems. Now, that sounds like fun, but not as easy as it sounds. Like, I mean, how much is there to say? How would you get 1,000 words?
I've got a lot. Yeah. I can repeat the same word.
Well, obviously, quore. That would be one. You could add a lot of exclamation.
How do you spell drool, drool, drool?
Oh, come on.
But that's cheap.
This is a medical segment.
Sorry.
It's not cheap humour. Jeez. I don't know, writing a 1,000-word essay on Angelina Jolie's. Maybe you could just download one of the pre-written ones off the internet. Would they have any on there?
Probably.
Like, if you type Angelina Jolie's breast into Google, would anything come up for you?
No, I don't think so.
This week's most common search is actually, there it is, Angelina Jolie's breast, Cavalier meat pie trailer, Martin Malloy funny man feud, Marsland edible underpants fiasco.
Well, that's about that last one.
I'm glad to put that behind me. What other breast news do we have? Please, uncalled for, juvenile.
And baffling.
Quickie boob jobs in London. Listen to this. British women could be having boob jobs in their lunch break soon with a new fast-track breast enlargement procedure.
Goodness.
It involves extracting fat from the patient's buttocks.
Oh, wow.
That's always good. And then, I don't understand this bit, useful stem cells are separated out, and an hour later, a dose of stem and regenerative cells is packaged into a cartridge ready for injection. The breasts slowly enlarge over about 6 months. Come on!
Show us your dose of stem.
This is an L program.
I'm getting too trigoning with these buttons.
I don't know. They slowly increase.
Like a plant. How do you water them? How do you encourage them to grow?
I don't know.
How do they know how to stop?
They, of their own accord.
Oh,
of their own volition.
This is the argument you need to take. Stem cells, well, I don't know if it's useful, I don't know if it's not. Yeah. Exhibit A, watch them grow. So watch
them grow. Oh, please. It's not that kind of show, Richard.
This is an exciting new world we're living in.
Extracted from your own buttocks.
Yep.
Do you really want art norms, honestly, in your lunch hour? Where are you going for lunch? Oh, I'm just going to pop out and have a whole lot of fat extracted from my ass and injected into me tits. Right.
Can I come?
Doing that at Subway now, aren't they? It's the lunchtime meal deal. Footlong sandwich and ass norms for $5.99. No.
That is the last one, Richard.
Please.
That is the last one.
That is out of order. Write that in the false book.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, ready.
Ass norms. It's so much more convenient, though, for office sex pets. Now you can grab someone on the ass and the breast at the same time. Then the time saved can be spent trawling the net looking for pictures of Britney Spears emerging from a limousine sans pants dignity and any chance of being invited back to the Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay.
All right, I'm calling the segment off. That is
it.
Great.
That's enough. Richard, you've ruined it.
You've ruined it for everybody. You know how we're going to save this?
No.
We need some more. Water cooler talk! Yes, please. Water cooler talk!
Do you reckon the guy that brings it, do you reckon they just get it out of the tap? I mean,
how would we know?
We wouldn't know.
We should get a glass of tap water.
Yeah.
And a glass of water from the water cooler and do a double blind taste test.
It just both would just taste clear. How would you know?
No, remember when they brought out clear cola?
Oh, yeah.
It was clearly cola, just without the colouring.
What if you got, like, clear cola and put it in the thing? Didn't tell anyone.
I reckon after a while people would just assume that water was cola.
Please, water cola. They're pulling over it. Look, people just—they're hugging in the street. I can't believe it's siphoning their own ass fat out of their own ass and injecting it into their own booze.
Don't you dare play us out of it. Play some music, Mr. Barthlet.
Get this, that's Billy Idol. You're listening to Triple M. Here we are today. What have we got? Oh, look at this. I've been going through the brochure for our sponsor. The Nissan Navara,
yes.
The 4x4 with the rugged good looks, huge pulling power.
And?
How much pulling power? I've been saying that, but, you know, what are we talking about? The petrol and diesel 4x4 dual cabs not only offer loads of power and torque, they're able to tow a massive 3,000 kilograms.
Wow.
Now, that is almost as big as that Mexican bloke who's on a diet. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
The man mountain?
Yeah, he's on diet and hormones.
He's down to a record low for him of 560 kilos.
Wasting away. Imagine how big his boobs could be. Get all the fat out of his ass, sift it out the stem.
Oh, right. If you've just joined us, we were talking about Arsenal, the new craze in London. All right, we'll follow that bloke's progress. He's almost able to leave the house without the aid of a crane.
Here's hoping.
Progress. You know, there's so many questions, like, okay, we've said who's feeding them. Who's taking care of the other end? You don't want to think about it. You know what I mean?
No, the guy I really feel for is the guy that has to lift it. Imagine you'd walk up to the Mexican guy and you have to grab a whole handful of flab, right, and lift it up and clean underneath.
Yeah, see, that's really,
you know what I'm saying?
Even on a Friday, unacceptable.
Because there'd be six or seven.
The undercarriage would be a seven-man operation. I mean, just lifting.
What are those wedding cakes called? The profiteroles?
You're calling him a profiterole.
You know, it's hard. You can't really get into the gaps. That's what it'd be. Cleaning him would be like. You know what you'd have to do? You'd have to get like.
What are you doing?
You'd have to wrap. Stop miming that. No, you'd have to wrap your hand in a kind of medicated cotton bud up to your elbow, and then lift up a flap, and then just sort of stitch your arm in it. Really give it some.
See, the profiterole. That's what we're called.
The transcripts are available. I love the show on the net.
People are doing that, do you?
Yeah.
Just maybe that's a message to stop eating for just a day. Now, look, when are we going to do this rubber duck thing you've been
doing? Well, it's funny you say that. Because Michael French, real name, has emailed in and said, what is the rubber duck invasion you've been sizzling every intro for the past 2 weeks?
Mm.
Well, Mr. French and listeners, here we go. Let's talk rubber duck invasion of the UK.
Over one duck. Was that your cue? That was rehearsed, Lister. I saw them rehearse that during the song.
See, I don't point like Tone does. Tone points at you.
There's two things. You're sort of looking out the window.
There's pointing and then saying the same thing that you said in the rehearsal. If you get those two, it usually happens in the right order.
We'll try it again.
Okay.
Oh, can we? As we prepare.
Is this going to air?
Hang on.
Oh,
okay, it'll make sense.
First the fat bloke, now this.
See? As we prepare for the rubber duck invasion of the UK.
People want ducks.
Well, they don't want this many ducks, Silo. So thank you.
So much build-up. This is going to be gold, this segment.
Don't say things like that, Tony. You cultural maniac. All right. A fleet of 29,000.
Yep, sure. That's
rubber ducks is set to wash up on Britain's shores after a 15-year, 17,000-mile epic journey.
What are you talking about? Wash up?
The bath toys were set adrift in the Pacific after the container holding them was washed off a cargo ship in 1992.
Wow.
The packaging has corroded, but the ducks have survived.
So they've just been floating for 15 years.
They've been to Alaska, Siberia, Japan, Iceland, and Canada.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And apparently now there's more of them that have split off from the main group, and they're going to show up all around in different parts of the world.
Wow. Okay.
Now, I lost a G.I. Joe in Sydney Harbour in 1987. And if that's the Sierra Leone listeners could let me know when it arrives, I'd really be happy.
Stage for a dollar. Down at the nearest beach to me, I think a tanker of condoms must have tipped over at some point. Hey, people, I tell you what people love. Chris Nedelkos, he's a big fan of the Sheffield Shield cricket tour.
Good.
Now,
good work, Nedelkos.
I think he's wrong here. He says there has been no mention of Richard Chiqui.
Oh, how?
The Chinese batsman from New South Wales, the current lead singer from...
Six and Out.
Yeah.
Brett Lee's band.
I won't use the words Mr. Nedelkos uses to describe Six and Out sound. But, you reckon we should be mentioning that bloke a bit more.
Now, listen, Nedelkos, if you listen back to the tapes, you'll understand that he was one of the first cabs off the rank.
He was.
With Michael DiVenuto.
Yeah.
Nathan
Remington. He was in there.
Now, Richard Chiqui opened the batting for one-day match, I think in Adelaide, in the Stuart Law era.
Wow.
Mm.
Stuart Law era.
Mm. He has been mentioned.
Nedelkos is a big music fan because he says, me and my mates lose it every time you give Mars Lando's version of the Vinga Buster Run. Vinga Buster
Run. So, Rich, how do we get from north to Ibiza?
Ibiza is pretty north, isn't it? Good point. I don't know my geography, but I know it's up there somewhere. And is it in the Mediterranean Sun?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It is.
Okay, great.
You know what I'd like to hear? Some more water cooler talk.
Have you got some there?
This is water cooler talk.
You could, get all of the empty ones.
Oh, yeah.
And build them.
Fortress?
Yeah. It's slightly pointless though because it'd be clear.
So people
could be able to see when you're inside.
A clear fortress, that's not very useful.
You should go out with a build a clear fortress.
They're making out on the ground outside the studio. Celebration.
Yeah, and look, Six and Out are coming down the street. A flail on.
Gotta get Six and Out in here, I reckon.
No, what is the sound? It can't be what this bloke says.
What? Paraphrase.
See Tony Abbott's earlier comments would be the way I'd paraphrase that.
It's kind of rock. It's cricket based rock.
Kind of rock. We're going to have some of that next on the show.
Professional and very friendly.
He's around the nation on Triple M, sounding a bit like he's got a cold. But still not moving over to the square glasses. Listen to this, Ed. Brock Matheson.
Come on.
He's urging me not to go from round to square glasses. That's what nerds do in uni to try and invent themselves or reinvent themselves an indie cool.
What goes on here? Pull up, pet peeves. All right. Wearing glasses, you don't need them. Mm. It's a fashion move. That dude in my third year performance studies class, you know who you are. Brooke or Brock, whatever he's pretending his name is onto you, son.
Wow.
I can see the Dungeons and Dragons dice book sticking out of your bag. Just because you got a block party t-shirt and some new glasses, Doesn't mean chicks are going to dig it.
I think I'm too old for indie cool.
Yeah.
What other moves could I pull? Okay, go the square glasses. What else?
Friendly librarian.
Yeah.
French coat wearing weirdo.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I've had 5 or 6 years doing that.
Moody goth.
Self-righteous judicial type. Looking over the glasses.
Oh, yeah, that's very indie cred, that. Helpful lollipop man.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Richard, is I should get some glasses with the string on.
Yeah,
yeah, that's indie cred right there.
Great idea.
Okay, let's get to serious business. Pain wind. A lot of people calling in about it. It's a concept that goes on at the Dude Ranch where Ed lives, involving farting and heating vents. I thought it was putting the listeners off, but no. Apparently it goes on all over.
Does it?
Yeah. What happens? Like, if this happens at your place,
yeah,
someone does it to you,
yeah,
what do you say?
Well,
wacky on the Codrill today. Can recommend it to all. Matt Kearney was the artist there, possibly also a Sheffield Shield cricketer.
Yeah, I'm still trying to work out whether he was ever in six and out.
So, Triple M, get this, that's what you're listening to, where people just waffle on. And if you want to hear more of it, if you think there's not enough, then go pod mental, as we have so many podcasts lately, getting another one up for the weekend.
Well,
doing it. Well, not just for them. You know, anyone who wants a bit of, 40 minutes worth of continuous gear.
Have I asked what's in it yet?
Well, I don't know what's in it, because me and Maddie aren't cooking it up till after the show.
I have to say, the Saturday fans will be left with nothing again.
Oh, Glenn Robbins fans, though, they'll be happy.
Oh, Robbins fans.
Yeah, a bit of that. Do we want some Talkback Mountain action? I think we do. Oh. Doesn't happen very often. Look what we've got. Copies of Hot Fuzz.
This time?
On DVD.
No, I've got to... Oh, there's a thing, but we've danced with... The, you know, I've got to say something.
Is this a sentence?
Shush. I'm sorry. I've been given a credit to read. By
I'm
promotion.
Not on drugs here.
All right.
Well, yeah. Prize music?
Yeah, okay.
Seen on VHS, I think, The Wizard of Speed and Time. But look, a great view is your Hot Fuzz. Mm-hmm. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, they were in here. That's right. On one of the old podcasts. And of course, those guys, Edgar Wright, they're so into DVD. There's four commentary tracks.
Brilliant.
Four commentary tracks on this DVD. Heaps and heaps and heaps of extras. Everyone who calls up today gets a copy of that. But we need a topic. And good news, isn't it? That's a good prize. It's got some proper radio. This is the one to talk back, man.
Hang on. Oh, what's the topic?
Well, let's get to it, because we've had a lot of suggestions from people. Here's one from Luke Volkmer. He wants us to do good reasons to dump your partner.
That's a beauty.
Not sure if it's a very good idea. I just need some ideas.
Oh,
no. Please don't mention my full name on air, or I might get into trouble. I would have read that first.
All right. What's up for that guy?
Thank you very much, Rodney Hogg of Antarctica. Oh, no.
I know that scientist going,
what? I blame Codrell.
Rodney, are you breaking up with me?
No.
No, I'm not.
It's
not.
It's hilarious.
Just working on this penguin.
Oh, God. I hope he's joking.
No.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Nobody believes a word we say anyway.
Yeah, okay, Jane.
Well, he's done a smiley face. He's done a colon, close parenthesis.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the Codrill's tone.
We need a topic. We need a really good topic for Friday. Rich has floated one down in the office, and apparently we're going with it. What is it,
Rich?
Dodgy blonde guy. Dodgy blonde guy. Why would we be doing that?
Well, it's been a week of blonde guys in the news.
Peter Costello, obviously.
Yes.
Strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
And blonde. Yeah. But, you know, like just talking bad about John Howard.
Oh, yeah. We're
Glenn Wheatley.
Oh, Glenn Wheatley, yeah.
Glenn
Wheatley.
Yeah. And Glenn Wheatley, I've realised how many times I've worked with him. Firstly, he was in Bad Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been a giveaway. He was Alan Bro's manager. Worked with him years ago in... I think about 20 years ago, in one of the D-Generation specials, we did a sketch. It was the Roadie of the Year Awards.
And he came out to... Yeah, that's right. Everyone was crouching and... Yeah.
Yeah. Work it out.
Yeah. And he came out to present it, and it was Glenn Wheatley, but the super said Glenn Shorrock, and the voiceover said Grant Dodwell, if I remember.
Funny.
A couple of dodgy blonde blokes right there.
Yeah. Obviously, Sting in the news.
Well, yeah. Because him and his wife have just sacked their personal chef, allegedly for being pregnant.
So
flaming cigarette.
Look at the look of terror just come on Nicky Hamilton's face.
Right, Nicky.
No way. We're getting too much material out of you, Nicky. It's not going to happen.
Then you've got Warwick Capper.
Well, he's accused of being dodgy, but I don't want to endorse that in case it interferes with his ability to become the best ever mayor of the Gold Coast.
Brilliant. And mayor of the Gold Hair as well.
All right.
Don't you think you should have a Goldie running the Gold Coast?
I agree with you.
But this is one I stumbled upon yesterday, Nick Nolte, who's actually sort of gone from blonde to grey now.
Yeah.
But then
often just matted is the style.
Is the website TMZ.com, that's that entertainment one?
Yeah, they get all the exclusives.
They get all the scoops, and there's these photos of Nick Nolte sort of passed out in an airport.
Yeah.
And they're described as shocking new photos. But wouldn't a shocking new photo of Nick Nolte be one in which he's sober and perhaps he's posing for willingly? Because these aren't... I mean, they put the mugshot to shame.
That's right. The publicist releases those photos, I think.
Discard after 6 months. The best of both worlds. I guess the lesser of two evils. They're holding two series of shots of Nick Nolte. Go for hospital.
That's him, officer. That's him.
All
right, so we want them to call up and say, who's a dodgy blonde guy?
Well, they can be famous or just every day.
All right. Okay, we're going to get any callers for this. Oh, well, we've got hot sides, so of course we will.
Yeah, exactly right.
Now, if you're a film reviewer or critic, don't ring.
Really? What are you talking about?
No, because whenever we do a move, something related to movies and you get a film critic ringing up, you always have to hear like 3.5 minutes of their take on.
Oh, look, I'd be quite happy if it was just all film critics. Next up is Andrew Sarris from Morty Alec. David Stratton calling out.
So,
yeah.
Dodgy blonde guy.
Yeah. Well, did you have one? Or we've run out of time, I think, is what Nikki's saying. But she's pregnant.
No, I'm cool. Let's go to the caller.
She's holding up six fingers. That could just be, bring me six sandwiches now. That's what she's like. Let's go straight to those callers. We love them. Call us now. Tell us who's a dodgy blonde bloke. Slip me some medication if you want. I need more. Is anything I'm saying making any sense today?
I don't know. We're hearing the tape.
Did water cooler stuff go to air?
Yeah, it did. And I like it. I like the new you. I like the new Codral Addicted You.
Hot Fuzz could be yours. It's a great DVD.
Get it at Blockbuster. It's out now.
1-3-3-5-3. John from a Jesus here, and get this right here, right now. We're up to Bang Mountain. Richard Martin has chosen the topic. Who's a dodgy blonde guy? As we've gone to the song, he's gone, do you think this could be libelous, potentially?
So we want sweet, dodgy, nice, dodgy.
Yeah, right. Everyone.
Yeah, Rich.
Who's going to... if you are dodgy, watch out for the Hot Fuzz, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. That's a top view. It's a great DVD. Everyone gets a copy today. Who's on the line?
Hey, Jay.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Who's dodgy?
Shane Warne has to be right up there, I'd say. I saw him back in the cell the other day doing his hair replacement ads. Yeah. That's pretty dodgy to start with.
Yeah. Do you think he's worried about being called dodgy?
One thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
Oh, there you go. Who's playing their bass? Stack them in those hands.
Six and out.
All right. Hey, six and out. Go straight to this caller here, Perry. Do we have Perry on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, Perry. Who's the dodgy blonde?
I reckon it's got to be Brett Lee.
This is for the song that he released in India, is it not?
That's the one.
Now, he's in an office or something, Perry? What happened?
I just remember he's singing with what's supposed to be one of the stars in India, and she's as old as my granny.
Really?
Yeah, and it just doesn't gel very well.
He's kind of wooing her, isn't he?
It's a bit creepy.
It's a bit Harold and Maude, is it?
No, very much that.
Now, Perry, what do you know of the work of Six and Out?
Not much at all.
Really?
But Richard Cheekwee's in there, isn't he?
Mm. What do you know about Richard Cheekwee, Perry?
Even less.
There we go.
DVD of Hot Fuzz for you. And the previous caller, everybody. Who else has got a dodgy blonde guy for us?
Fraser, how are you?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
Excellent. Which dodgy blonde are you nominating?
Definitely got to be Jason Ackermanis. It's just the blonde hair and the black goatee combo make him look like the guilty little kid who's got up the choppy biggie.
Well, that is worth a copy.
Pretty much nothing more to say about that. You've summed him up beautifully, Fraser.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
He's got it, the jockey, Bicky. Copy of Cockfuss for you.
Well done. Hello, John. How are you?
Good. How are you going, guys?
Oh, mate, we're excellent. Who's the dodgy blonde guy?
Used to work with this Swedish chef. Yes. And he was the most dodgy guy you've ever met.
Oh, now, John, can you give us a small dodginess?
Yeah, we had a customer come in late and he was skittin' and they wanted prawns. And the prawns are these beautiful, great big green prawns come in a frozen 2 kilo block. So he runs them through the, you know, those conveyor belt dishwashers.
Oh, really?
To defrost them.
Fantastic. That's dodgy.
Mm.
All right, copy of Hot Fuzz for you. Now, you say a Swedish chef. Did he talk like the Swedish chef on the Muppets?
No, we used to talk like the Swedish chef behind his back.
Yeah. I reckon the Swedish chef was dodgy. He used to creep me out when I was a kid because he had real human hands.
He did too.
That was wrong on the Muppet Show.
And was he the guy with the glasses that had the eyes inside the glasses?
No, was that Dr. Bunsen Honeydew?
Yeah, that was Bunsen Honeydew.
And that you, Bunsen Honeydew.
That's him.
That's my assistant, Peter.
There you go.
Sorry about that,
everybody. That is the best impersonation you've ever done, Richard. We finally found your perfect one, Beaker.
I didn't mean to. Tony was going to do it, and I accidentally...
No, I wasn't going to do it.
I beat him to it. I didn't mean to.
Hot Fuzz
for Beaker.
Oh, thanks. Now, for that impression. Hello, Vince.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Excellent. Who's the dodgy blonde?
Yeah, I just recently purchased an American DVD, and it was Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
Region 1 DVD. The only reason is because it had the audio commentary with the director Chris Columbus and Macaulay Culkin. That was an updated one. So.
Okay, that's I've never heard of anyone going offshore for a different version of Home Alone. What do they have to say of note?
I was just, the funniest thing was hearing Chris Columbus in the same room with Macaulay Culkin actually tell Macaulay Culkin that he has had a fruitful career and a very successful career.
Mm.
And, I don't think he has.
Mm. He's released a novel, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's written books there, I think.
He's a book writing author.
Yeah, I think it was the worst book of last year, voted by Entertainment Weekly. Yeah, so that, you can put that on the front, obviously. Shift some units. I obviously had
better than Nicole Richie's.
The Truth About Diamonds, yeah. The only novel that comes, like a novel, a fictional novel that's not about her, comes with 8 pages of colour photos of her leaving nightclubs. Come on, Peter Carey, get with the program.
All right, copy of Hot Fuzz for you, Vince, now available from your Blockbuster.
I think we've got one more copy to give away. Who's it going to?
Jerome, how are you?
Not bad, guys, how are you?
Excellent, who are you nominating?
Barry the Cougar from the Cougar Bourbon ads.
Absolutely.
The fact that he's just so fake.
Yeah, nobody likes a fake cougar.
Oh,
that's worth a DVD.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jerome.
4 commentary tracks on Hot Fuzz. That's very impressive. I'm giving that point.
Really?
Imagine ordering Home Alone.
I don't know. Imagine what? Because you know what we've got on order.
What?
Love My Neighbour Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll finally find out what happened.
And when he moved to Blacktown.
That's not a joke.
It's
Love Thy Neighbour in Blacktown. Full details next week on Get This, but in the next hour. Oh, we haven't seen this bloke for a while. Our original co-host, Peter Rosecall.
Right.
I can firmly recommend it. Every sketch seems hilarious.
Dodgy Blonde.
You got one for us?
Yeah, I want to say the old favourite, Fabian.
Oh, beautiful man in the world.
And he's coming to my mother.
Has he done anything since getting hit in the face by a bird on a rainbow?
Not here. It's one of the great moments.
It's very, very funny.
I just got my...
This is a quick bit, isn't
it? Yes,
it's a great bit with a bit of flute music under it.
This is the one. My daughter saw me move the other day.
Okay.
Getting out of the shower.
Right.
And she said to me, Dad, you have got an ugly vagina.
It was a correct.
I said, hey, that's worth it.
There's work on this. Remember, eat your vegetables.
Well, I think we've hit our key phrase.
How old is this child?
It's not.
Okay. Wow. There's no time for the talk.
Yeah, no. No, silly.
When it is time for the talk, it sounds like he's going to be correcting you.
No, that's not how that's pronounced.
Dad.
Wow.
I think I need to get her on to Can We Help.
All right.
We love Can We Help. We're going to be picking that up in this house.
Look at this.
Wow. You never know what we're playing here at Triple M.
Town called Mouse. It's going to be a great second hour.
Not to put too fine a point of it. Shit happens, Tony.
Okay.
Mr. Abbott.
No need for that sort of language during the lunch hour. Peter Rosebourne's here.
Yeah.
We're only allowed two per hour. You've just spent them both.
Sorry.
They are my segment.
What?
Did a whole.
I had 45 minutes
of gear based around that.
So thanks very much.
And our original co-host from our very second show.
You know, I've been doing this before I got here.
Yeah.
The lousing my children.
It's horrible. Is there a spray can?
You get a can. You get a mousse can, a chemical mousse, and you spray it on their head, and then they sit there for 20. And my daughter said, it feels like I'm getting a suntan, Dad.
I said, oh, it's working, man.
And so you get the tiniest comb with all the pink comb so close together, it's every brush is a hideous knot run, and which is screaming and crying.
Shut up!
You know, you brought them in here with your filthy friends.
Yeah.
Dragging them out, and they just fall. Eggs and bugs, you know.
Oh. Can't you just lock them in the bedroom and set off a Bora bomb?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, hold your breath. Okay, everyone out of the house. You see, every day now on the show, someone else comes in and gives us yet another reason not to have children.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very strong one. And they're very hard to see. I need something the size of a small chihuahua
before I can smell there. So they're just, you know, running around up there. What if you just held your head underwater for a minute?
No.
It wouldn't drown them all.
Okay, they can hold their little breath.
What if you... Really?
Yeah, they can.
What if you just left them? Won't eventually they still leave?
No, they get bigger. And then they become visible with the naked eye.
Oh, my God, they're crawling.
Feed them. Throw them bananas.
Bunch of bananas, you say. Now,
runs on that one.
I'm sure de-lousing your children isn't all you've been doing, Peter. What else have you been doing? Now, it's been months.
It has been
long. Months that you've been coming in talking about Kath and Kim. When's it on?
April?
No, well, it's August.
April or August.
The new one
was A1. It was August.
Finally going to be on Channel 7.
I think it is, yeah.
And you can't say anything, can you?
No, I'm not allowed to, because I'm never allowed to.
Not
well,
okay. Does your character get hit in the face by a bird on a roller coaster?
No.
Yanni style.
No.
Okay. What about the dog? Who plays the dog on your
real dog's name is Polo.
And has it been the same one all along?
First series we had three different dogs.
Really?
We settled on one.
Yeah,
but other dogs could do different things apparently. They were all meant to be trained, but not everybody worked.
And you have a relationship with the...
With Polo?
Yeah.
I did in the third series. We got quite close, but I dropped it after a while.
Yeah,
you've been along with the dog and everything. So now, although Cujo does feature quite a lot in the next series, not with necessarily staying next to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Quite good.
That makes sense.
So Cujo, maybe we've had a little chat.
The first... Bombshell.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at that. Hang on. Here it comes.
Are you doing any more of your fantastic netball moves? That's really one of the highlights, I think.
People talk about the pivot nearly every day to me.
Really?
They ask me, can you pivot for us?
Pivot?
No, that's the pivot. I stood on one leg and it's moved.
Yeah.
That's netball style.
I saw something real weird on YouTube that was kind of what you'd done. It was the American version of Thank God You're Here. One of my favourites that you ever did was the Space Commander.
Nice. Which was apparently done by George, wasn't it?
Done by George Costanza. We're in the same costume, same set. And even busting out some of the same moves, stealing a bit of your gear.
That's not in my tape.
there, John.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
Yeah, it was all right. Everything's on a much bigger scale, though. It's all a lot grander. And I don't know whether that's necessarily a good thing.
They haven't went into space.
They'll do everything.
In zero gravity. Are you coming back on that show? Or maybe you
know. I'm allowed to.
No, no, no. I'm never quite sure what you're allowed to say. I'm waiting for a dart in the back of the neck. Do you work on any projects you could talk about? Let me put it that way.
Oh, can we help?
We were talking earlier about indie cred.
Oh, yeah.
Does anything have more indie cred than Can We Help?
Sort of is.
I know. But you're sporting a new denim jacket today.
I'm wearing the denim suit.
You are. You are. Okay. Let's get to fashion and a bit of Can We Help action next on Get There. Good Charlotte Dance Floor Anthem here at Get This on Triple M. Peter Rosethorn is with us from Thank God You're Here, from Kath and Kim, but really most people I think would know him from the ABC's Can We Help?
Yes, they would.
Is that on tonight?
It is on tonight at 6:30.
Wow. Yeah. How's it going? Kicking
well, off? Well, we started last year, and I couldn't watch the first, say, 4 or 5 months.
Where is it?
Oh, just too embarrassed.
Really?
So that is just a poor work. And now I've got a bit more confidence, a bit better at what I do, and we change the format so I don't have to talk to the panel as a group all the time. Oops, as a group all the time, just I talk to individual panel members separately so I can engage in a conversation and not get all lost.
Let's talk numbers, Pete. Oh, okay. How are we rating?
All right, we started off last year at around about 240, which is
240 Nash?
240 Nash.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's not great.
That's not great. Okay. But you can build from that.
We did build.
How far?
We built. Last year we built up for about 3.
And what about, you know, other how do the ABC judge whether something's working or not? Are you compared to other shows in your time slot?
Yeah. Oven mitt sales.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a load of this. We have cracked half a mil.
Half mil Nash?
Half a mil Nash. Yeah, half a mil Nash. And out of the 6:30 Friday show, out of the 6:30 slot, so it's all of them,
yep,
we beat everyone else.
Wow.
No, we beat the blanket. Talking heads, we beat them. Oh, so soon we'll get to a cushy 6:30 spot, maybe on a Wednesday or Thursday. See how we go then.
Friday, a shocking night.
I ask the same question every single time, which is, how are you going up against Power Star Stories of the Sea on the SBS?
Pretty well. That's right.
How helpful have you been lately? I mean, what's the one, the jewel in the crown of Hanley Hobbs' many achievements?
We specialise in reunions.
Oh, yeah.
We reunited the couple of old sisters who hadn't seen those for 50 years.
Did they want to be reunited?
They did.
Okay.
And one of them passed away 2 weeks afterwards.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice? You waited for the reunion, which is the word I make up.
Reunion?
And it looks like you like make up. As long as we help me make up some.
Sure.
Even words.
So, what did you say to her that bumped her off?
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Good done.
On your bike.
Well, there you go. I had a dog put down too recently. Come on, change topics.
You didn't have a dog put
down. We did. We had cancer, so, you know. For those who loved Oprah, who I just haven't spoken to, she's dead.
That's terrible. What age?
Five.
Oh, yeah. Can't use the good innings phrase there.
There's nothing good about it. But I did take her in, I thought, maybe a little early, which I found a little awkward.
What'd you?
Well, I took her in to be put down while she was in pretty good nick still. I'm not sure. Maybe, I hope she wasn't just a cold.
See, that's not nice.
Everyone just asleep.
Maybe she's just drowsy.
Dog's gone.
Had a bit of, she did that. So I just wanted to stuff it, that's all.
Well, that's terrible, but did you have... One of the worst things you can go through, I find, is a dog funeral in your backyard. Did you go with that? Or
with, I took her into the thing. We got her ashes back to the day.
Ashes?
It's spooky up there.
What do they come in?
A box. Okay. A little carved box, but a nice little box. So I'm carrying them to the car. And my son starts going, come on.
Not even back to the car and the jokes are starting.
That's a little bit creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Say good on your son. Well, there's a young boy up the front. Yeah. He's got a box on a leash.
Is that your son?
Please, he's tied it up.
Yeah, he's picking up after it.
That lid flies open.
You can't call that in at night.
That's right. Nice to embrace that. And, please move on.
And where does the box live now?
It's in my instrument office. So the kids aren't sure about it, so I put it away. We're going to the dog beach to sprinkle it.
Well, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It's not that terrible. It's a dog.
Let's move on to more
cheery topic.
Yes, please.
What's going on in Zimbabwe?
Oh, listen
to this. Zimbabwe? Well, it is. Robert Mugabe, he's on for a gag.
Robert Tide 5, now the Comics Lounge.
Robert Bloody Mugabe. Zimbabwe's opposition is in shock after the Roman Catholic Archbishop of the region, I couldn't attempt his name, honestly, Kube, I think, he's one of Mugabe's most outspoken opponents. He was pictured in the media this week, apparently naked and with a woman.
Mugabe?
The bishop. The archbishop. No, Mugabe's not going tackle out to raise his profile. He wouldn't do that. In what appeared to be a carefully orchestrated sting, the archbishop was shown undressing with the woman in photographs presumed to have been taken with a secret camera. 9 pictures were spread across the papers. However, the only photographs indisputably of the archbishop picture him alone. Others are blurred, and one allegedly of him standing naked with a woman does not appear to resemble him at all.
Again, Dolph Lundgren to play the part.
That's right. In closer inspection, it was Kevin Bacon in Wild Things.
I don't know.
How's that? I love a dodgy sex scandal photo scam.
Oh, he's good at those, too, McGovern.
They haven't got the good Photoshop yet, presumably. Do you ever get any calls from Robert Mugabe? Can we help? There's a big job.
Yeah, can we help? I said extremely unpopular at the moment.
Especially with the fight.
Yeah, can we help me, Grant?
Well, I think we've leaven the mood after that dog job.
Sorry, I segued up to that. It popped into my head. And I don't know why.
No,
I just went with it.
We're going to get you to be real helpful today.
What are we doing,
Peter? Well, relationship issues. We handle them in a fairly sensitive way.
Absolutely right.
What's your... Just give a bit of sizzle for your topic today.
Are they into me?
Know what we're doing?
That's what it's called.
What is it? What is it? Find out next on Get This.
So this day, I remain baffled as to how it got into the public domain.
Around the nation, Peter Rosethorn is here. He's just finished delousing his children. He's ready for fun. Today, we're inviting you to call in with a topic Mr. Cavalli has just been throwing together. Are you ready for this?
It's called Are They Into Me?
Right.
And the way it works is, Pete, is that people call in with symptoms.
Yeah.
So, for example, I was at work a little while ago running some lines with an attractive young lady, and she had to respond. I had my thank God lines, and she had to respond as the guest would.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But all her responses were quite were fruit filled. A bit of fruit in all the fruity.
Mm.
And I thought, well, hang on a second. She's into me here. This is looking good.
Oh, this is an actual. This is not a hypothetical scenario.
No, this is not a few seasons ago in the thank God. And I thought, I'm going to ask this young lady out. But I said, hey, like, we should get together. She's like, yeah, and we could all go to dinner, me, you, and my fiance. And I was like, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Not into me.
Oh, so it was something that you were just seeing something that wasn't there.
Yeah.
So people should call in with...
Call in with symptoms.
With ambiguous situations.
Yeah, there's someone here and they're doing this and they're doing that. Now, are they into me?
All right.
And we are here. Well, Peter Rosethorn is the king of helping.
Yes.
I mean, if anyone knows these things, it's him.
Oh, of course. I'll cover anything. What would be to know... So if someone was photocopying their genitals and sending it to you on the email, are they into me?
Writing guess who down the bottom, ... Then, yes, that's a good quote. That's a good...
I'm going to do it this afternoon. I mean, Richard, you've got a MySpace page. Or actually, you've got two, haven't you?
Actually, this is a good one to bring up.
I have a personal one, and then there's a tribute one
called
Marslandicious.
Marslandicious.
Which was created by Get This Listeners, which is lovely.
And it's got your head grafted onto the Mars Pathfinder surface of Mars.
And it's the moonscape of Mars just as the background. So I guess they're into me.
Yeah.
I guess that's safe to assume.
Do you get any ambiguous comments on there? Were you going, I'm not sure if this is an invite to an orgy or just a tribute to my
brain? I'm getting into your Armitage
game. Not really. It's all pretty pleasant, actually,
okay.
I've got to say. There's nothing too flirtatious.
Okay.
The only flirtatious things on there are the things that I have posted. But I was going to offer, what about someone who offers you a lift?
Oh, this is good.
As someone who maybe you might be receiving some signals from.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lift somewhere. they give it to you. Mm. Because when you're in a car, it does suggest the proximity.
Yes.
And there is, you know, the radio's off, it's hushed tones. Mm. You're having a conversation, are they into you?
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, what about if the car has no door handles from the inside? Are they into you?
Yes. So they're taking you back to their house, they've got a large pit in the basement and a human skin suit. Are they into
you? They're asking you to put lotion.
Yeah, they're asking you to put lotion on. Put some lotion on your skin. Are they into you? You can just hear Hugh Lazarus doing Goodbye Horses in the background. They're probably into you.
Yeah.
All right. These are the signals. Or are they? Let us sort it out for you with the assistance of the host of Can We Help? Call now 133353. Ganga Jang. Sounds of Ben here at Get This Around the Nation. Peter Rosethorne is here. He's so helpful.
Yeah.
We're about to prove it because we've got people on the line who, well, they're not sure about something.
Getting signals.
Yeah, getting signals. Is somebody into them or not? You be the judge, listeners.
Yeah, I just quickly add that this is another one of those topics where there are a fair few we can't put to air. So, hello there, David. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Ed. How are you?
Good, thanks, man. What's going on?
Not too much. I tried to call in earlier last hour for a dodgy blonde.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you have?
Andy Dick.
Oh, Andy Dick.
What's he done this week?
Has there been some incident?
Yeah, with John Lovett.
Oh, now, tell us about this. Is it a celebrity boxing match or something?
No, no, at a comedy club in LA. Andy Dick. Have you know the history of Andy Dick and Phil Hartman? And
well, they were on news radio together.
Yeah, but apparently Andy Dick introduced Phil's wife back onto crack. Five months before he killed her. Oh, she killed him, rather.
Right, I didn't know about that, but we'll assume that's true. And what's, so there's been a fight?
Yeah, there's bad blood between John and Andy, and apparently John punched Andy's lights out.
Is that the worst fight you could imagine? Andy Dick and John Lovett? Wow, John Lovett, some people don't know, is the guy. He's on some ads here, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got subway ads.
That guy.
He's the one that's not Billy Crystal or the guy with the big nose.
City Slickers 2.
Oh, City Slickers 2, yeah.
The search for Curly's gold, I think, yeah. This is not at all what we were supposed to be talking about. So, was somebody into you, David, do you think?
I don't know. You mentioned yesterday the website Facebook.
Yes.
And they have certain applications where people can do certain questionable things to you.
Right.
So, like, this random person's been dry humping, been biting. And I really don't know. I don't know if I've met them before or not.
Well, I'm going to find out. Yeah. That's like, oh, definitely. That's a midnight toilet block meeting.
Yeah, why not? Flag waving. Flag waving. All right. I reckon that's a yes. Yeah.
Okay. I reckon you're getting bitten virtually.
Yeah. It's always a good clue. Be careful who you get introduced to. Obviously, you know, you heard what happened with Mr. Hartman.
Mm. Mm.
You know about that.
Yeah, thank you for the
help. Huge.
Yeah, had everything, don't you?
Yeah,
that's all the info on everything.
He was right, Peter Ford.
Oh, it's a shame there's no prize for him.
I'll get him on Can We Help? Okay, poaching our callers. All right, who else is receiving ambiguous signals, Ed?
Brendan, are you there?
I am, yes.
What's going on, Ed?
Well, I've got my MySpace page, and this girl's added me out of nowhere. I don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually very good looking,
No.
And the problem is, I have this really strong feeling that it's my mate trying to play a prank on me.
When you say she's really good looking, has she been sending you photos, or are you going just by the little photo that accompanies all her postings?
Well, she's got a few photos in there, like, she's got a few bikini ones, a couple, couple poses and stuff, and she's actually really good looking. And then, she's actually added me on MSN, and I've been having a chat to her, and I don't know what to do. If this is my mate, imagine what I could cop if I try and crack onto her, and not even a real girl.
That's going to be so hard, anyway, isn't it?
You're like trying to make like a post or a tree or something.
Do the photos have, like, if you look down in the corner, FHM Top 100 Hot Chicks 2006 on it? I mean, do you get the feeling the photos are
too good?
Too good.
Oh, no, they're not that good. They look pretty amateur.
So if this is a scam, they're doing a pretty good job.
They're doing a very good job. But I do remember us doing this to one of our other mates a long time ago.
Is this before the days of MySpace or in the current MySpace era?
Around the internet days, like when it was really popular around the locals. And then you know, I just remember we used to do that to make everyone look stupid, and then it, have the next day we see him having a really good laugh. I might cop it if this is fake.
Now, Brendan, how fruity has the MSN chat and got?
Well, I didn't let it get anywhere because this has been on my mind.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
Look, you know what I reckon, Brendan? I reckon it's safe to say that it is a bloke that's pretending to be a girl. We don't know whether it's one of your mates or not.
Why?
Well, because out of nowhere, this really hot girl just decides, you know what, I'm going to go for Brendan. But hey, actually, Brendan, I should ask you, how fruity are your photos on MySpace?
Oh, geez, I reckon any girl would fall for him.
Really? Yeah.
Rid of my blood, that's
not bad. Is it you in a watermelon helmet at the cricket, by any chance? The best book of all.
Maybe you need to arrange a meeting, but send someone else along. So that if it's a, like, you know what I mean, hire someone.
I've actually got a very good plan for those sort of things, those meetings. I've done it once a while ago. I was meeting up with this girl at the net, and I didn't know. Like, a couple of my mates were saying that she wasn't the best, and I thought like those photos were pretty good. And then what I done was we were supposed to meet at the shopping centre, and then I got her number and I called her and I said, I can't find her. Can you put your hand up?
Right.
She put her hand up and then I said, nah.
Well, that's
and I just walked off.
You're an old romantic.
You know, what I love is the internet is simplifying human relationships.
That's made everything so much clearer.
It's not too cruel.
Yeah, that's what I'll think about. Thank you, Brendan.
We would like to hear how this ends up, Brendan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone, but we'll give us a call back.
Let's go and arrange something. All right, we want to know how that ends up.
Okay, and now
give us a part two.
Sure. All right, Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Excellent, mate. What's happening?
Well, I own my own business, my wife and I do.
Oh.
And we employ a lot of female staff,
yes,
you know, between 20 and 30.
Right.
Are you calling us from Hooters?
No, I'm not.
Do you run a car wash, sir?
No. It's everyone's fully closed.
All right. What's going on?
One of my staff members, while we were sitting down just talking one day, told me that she slept with her last boss.
Why did that set off a whole lot of birds behind you?
I'm actually outside of the road.
Okay, of course you are. Okay, well,
my wife wasn't too happy when I was.
Right. Fairly unambiguous.
It's touchy like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, wet blankets.
That's what the past has to go on. You know.
Right. So obviously you're married.
Yes.
Okay, so can you possibly send in this woman's name to Marsland?
I can if you like. I'll take a photo of
her.
Marslandicious.org. Well, that's fairly straightforward. Obviously,
that's a yes.
That's a definite yes.
The birds think so.
I'll let my wife know then.
All right. Zach, Michelle's gone, but it's real Thomas Law.
Here comes a threesome. Who's going next? Oh, can we put that one to air?
Hi, Glenn.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you, sir. What's going on?
Well, I haven't met this girl, but I talk to her on the phone every day for about 45 minutes. It sometimes gets a bit fruity.
And who is this girl?
I sort of subcontract with the council, so whenever I get lost, I have to call her. And so I get lost really, really often.
Oh, really?
And it takes 45 minutes for you to receive directions.
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes about 20 seconds, but then we just start talking.
What are you talking about?
Pretty much everything. I think today it was about bras and the people who don't wear them. Yeah. And she was telling me that when she goes to bed at night, she always wears a bra. And it was really good.
Okay, this is wasting council time and resources.
She's a definite resource.
Look at this. Glenn, I reckon that's a certainty. Can you think of a reason to have to show up at the office where she works or something?
I've been trying to think of one for ages.
Yes. Wheelie bin inquiry, council ordinances, you could engineer a parking infringement, all sorts of reasons you could show up.
Stalking is another, I thought.
There you go. That's the one we're looking for.
That's always an option.
Something so romantic about stalking.
Well,
Yeah, I reckon pretty much all of these people.
Bang up for it.
Certainly are.
Well, thank you, everyone.
I hope we have been helpful.
Yeah.
You know, what about our Kiwi listeners?
Oh.
What about people from across the Tasman?
What about them?
Has there been anything for them on today's show?
Not yet.
There will be next. Well, let's out a finger. I don't remember here and get this on Triple M. I think we've got to do a lot of follow-up on some of those calls we had on Are They Into Me? Peter Rosethorne is here, incidentally.
It's all quite clear. Oh, I think they're all goers.
No, hey, we're all goers.
Yeah,
hey, the other day when we were doing a phone-in on, I think it was local nutbags, we were talking about, I just mentioned in passing a bloke called Cecil G. Murgatroyd of Hamilton, New Zealand, who was a famous standing on a soapbox going nuts in the city square kind of a guy.
Right.
I got this amazing email from a woman in Melbourne called Lisa Clark, who said, I was amazed to hear you speak of Murgatroyd. He came to live in Melbourne for 20 years and sadly died just recently at only 41. Yes, he was a complete nutbag. He used to listen to Martin Malloy and he was a big fan of various sketches we did. He formed a rock band in Melbourne called The Other Wankers, because he thought it would look good on the posters where they'd be listed last and the other wankers. So, as a bit of a tribute to the late Mr. Murgatroyd, we often get requests on this show to play old sketches from Tim and Phil, characters I used to do over 10 years ago now, and people say, can you play one of the ones that isn't on the albums? So, here's one. This is sadly off cassette, but I think it can go to air. Check this out.
Bet with the Tim and Phil Morning Show, Easy Listening Edition. That was Bette Midler with Wind Beneath My Wings. And here's the Wind Beneath My Wings, Phil. Hello, Tim. Hello, Phil. When you say Wind Beneath My Wings, Tim, I hope you're not hinting that we're, you know, inextricably linked. Sorry, Phil. I think I've missed your drift. I wouldn't want people to figure I'm a bit of a Smithers off The Simpsons. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Why would they think that, Phil? Just last spring, you were pictured in The Listener giving Miss Invercargill a big kiss on the lips. There's nothing limp-wristed in your disposition. That's right, Tim. I'm a swinging single. I like tits, and I like them big. You're a notable big-tot fanatic, a distinguished stiff-nipple aficionado. You won't catch this little black duck moncing about in a pink pinafore from that Priscilla film. Speaking of films, Phil, I believe you've given one a squiz. Which is it? How to Make an American Quilt. Isn't that a bit of a chick flick? A chick flick? A chick flick. Like Little Woman or Sense and Sensibility. What are you insinuating, Tim? Dudley, Phil. I just think it's interesting that you went to How to Make an American Quilt instead of Executive Decision, Nick of Time, City Hall or Sergeant Bilko. Well, unlike some individuals, I've got an affinity for intelligent cinema. Cinema that makes you think. And I'm an imbecile, a dull, a simpleton, a nitwit, a village idiot, a hook from the sticks. Tum, tum, tum. Let's not bicker. After a stiff drink, this little tiff will have dimmed into insignificance. Tums, Phil. Make mine a pink gin. You sure know how to sink piss, Phil. Welcome to Thrillsville, Tim. Population, Phil. We take no prisoners, listeners. And now, it's time for this week's Tim and Phil Hit Pick. Get ready to flip your lid, listeners. This week's Tim and Phil Hit Pick is, in fact, Tim and Phil. It's a win-win situation. It's filth. It's bitchin'. You'll go totally sick as Tim and Phil deliver this big hit from the Prodigy. Magic people, voodoo people. Magic people, voodoo people. The voodoo hoodoo that you don't need to, people. I agree, Tim. Magic people, voodoo people. 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 Magic people, voodoo.
And then we'll wind things up with Peter Rosethorne. Here again is.
Thank you very much, Peter Rose. I'm always happy to come in. Anyhow, listeners, are they helpful calling in with de-lousing tips for children?
I actually have already de-loused with a product, so I can't. But thank you very much, Billy, for bringing that one in.
I'm happy you've had that time.
Yes,
sir. It's the end of the week, so I must thank everyone who gives this fine show to me. They've been carrying me this week with the Cosmo.
So good.
What about Richard Martin pushing buttons? What about Matt Dowd? Somewhere in the building.
Yeah.
On the pots and pans. What about Cecilia on the phone?
She's taking my phone.
By the person who makes it all happen, Nicky Hamilton, our producer.
She is on the money.
Sweet child. And yes, providing food for Ed Gamble. What a lot of fun. What about the knob jockeys around the network?
Good on them. Good on them.
What about the net best listed? Email is there fairly libelous, but you love them. News race today. What was it, Richard? I think it was something from Pete earlier in the show.
Brad, you have got an ugly vagina.